It's a brand new technology that really is being governed and ensured by really old laws. So it's very important to really know, you know, what you're covered for and what you're not. And most personal auto policies do not cover ride sharing at all. There's a specific exclusion for it. So you definitely want to completely understand what your risks are.
And what are the risks? Say you want to just get a ride. Say you don't want to call a taxi service. You're in any city in America, not just Jacksonville, and you have Uber on your phone, say. That's not the only one, but that's what right. A lot of people know. You hop a ride with an Uber driver. What are your risks?
So, you know, insurance is full of holes. I like to say it's kind of like Swiss cheese. So you really do have to understand what those risks are. But when you're traveling, if you have a personal auto policy, you do have personal injury protection. And I have studied the insurance policy of Uber and Lyft, and they do have very comprehensive coverage. The key is just understanding those differences.
So you're not as protected, it sounds as though you're saying, as you would be if you called a yellow cab type ride service. Yes?
No, I would say you are. It's just that there is differences. I think the biggest difference really comes to those that are driving those cabs and what they have said to their, you know, insurance agent, their insurance company regarding what they're using their vehicle for. I think that's probably the biggest exposure that I see.
So if you decide that you want to be a driver, an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, how do you need to cover yourself there?
Yeah, so, you know, anytime you file for an insurance application, they always ask you, are you using your car for transportation for hire? And if you answer that question no, you can be, you know, misrepresenting on the application. But if you've been up front and you've talked to your agent and you've gotten that consultation with them and they've told you you're okay, The Uber policy or the Lyft policy will take care of them. There's a little bit of ambiguity when they are not picking somebody up for a ride, but they're kind of waiting for a ride to be picked up. That's kind of a little bit of a gray area. And to be honest, that's probably going to be decided by the man in the long black robe, because there is no case law for that or anything. So,
have there been any local cases yet?
Not at this point. There is, yeah.
Yeah, because Uber picked Jacksonville as its first major Florida city to begin operations in. It's still pretty new.
Yeah, it is very brand new, and we don't have a lot of case law on it yet. And I think it's on the insurance company's radar, and over time they will comply and they will figure this out. But at this time, they don't have any actuarial numbers to how this is and how it's covered.
And we're getting calls right now as we speak with Billy Wagner of Jacksonville's own Brightway Insurance. When it comes to making sure you're covered when you ride share with Uber, Lyft, or another program, these are popular and they are taking off. What are your questions? What are your comments? 549-2937. Let's go to David in Ortega. Hi, David. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the Uber service. We just returned from a 5-day vacation in Manhattan. And we used taxi cabs the first day and then started using Uber thereafter. And there is no comparison. It's a fantastic service. I know there's some question around liability and those things, but the drivers are extremely knowledgeable and pleasant, at least in Manhattan, which is unlike cab drivers. And I couldn't be more positive on the whole application. So my hat's off to them. I hope they get it worked out, and I'm curious to see how that's going to work in a large geographic area like Jacksonville.
Yeah. So, David, would you use the service here in Jacksonville now that you have the app? Will you keep using it in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I would. I tried to use it when we got home to the airport because I took the cab to the airport, but there were no cars available. And periodically, I check on my phone just to see if cars are available in certain parts of town. And my sense is there's not a lot of people participating right now, but hopefully it builds.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call. That's David in Ortega. When you go to a major urban area, it's very popular, Billy. When you come here to Jacksonville, as the caller pointed out, it's still just sort of getting established.
Yeah, it'll take some time to gain some traction. I've also used it in San Francisco when I was there traveling, and it was a wonderful experience because you were getting in a car, you knew they were coming for you, and then you were able to review the driver. You didn't have to mess with payment at the end, and it was wonderful. But being an insurance nerd, I was thinking about what were the implications of the insurance.
Well, what other questions should people ask?
Yeah, I think, you know, they definitely need to seek an independent agent and just talk to them about what they're considering doing, if they're going to be involved in that. And, in you know, understanding the policy. I think I read through the policy. It is very comprehensive. They've done a good job, and they've molded it over the last year when I looked at Uber's policy and Lyft's policy. And they're giving you $1 million in liability. And in some places, you know, they don't require taxi cabs to have that type of coverage. So once you are in the vehicle and they're driving you, I think they have a very good policy.